It's a good news day for Melbourne fans. Alan Richardson's been good enough to join us, Melbourne General Manager of Football Performance, after the announcement of a 7-year contract extension for Clayton Oliver. So 7 years beyond this season. Alan, welcome to you. Firstly, congratulations on getting this deal done.
Yeah, great to be here, Dwayne. It's terrific news for our footy club. It's terrific news for his teammates and for our fans, and we're just delighted. He's an incredibly good player that consistently performs at a high level, and to have him, you know, when we hope to be, you know, be really strong for a while, and have him, signed up for that length of time is just a great result.
So was he already contracted? So this is 7 years beyond next year, is it? 8 years?
Yeah, that's right, Dwayne, yeah. So clearly with free agency happening for Clayton next year, which, you know, we were really keen to make sure that we knocked that on the head, and he was always wanting to be a Melbourne person for the rest of his life. And so, those two things aligned and were able to get done pretty quickly. And Tim Lane and Connor Sports, whilst they've been working on things for a while, it didn't take a lot, really.
So 8 years that he's got after this year, why did you decide on that length?
Well, he wanted to be with us. As I said before, free agency comes up for Clayton next year. You could argue that he is the strongest performing player at age 24 in the competition at the moment. The coaches' votes would say so. The Brownlow vet betting would say so. He'd be probably favourite to be in front of our best and fairest at the moment in a team that's performing strongly. He's done so for 4 years. If he were to win it this year, I'm not saying he is, there's a lot of footage to be played out, but that'd be the first time in the front half of his career. So he's a tremendously consistent player. We don't see that falling away at all. We think he has the potential, if need be, to go forward. He was a forward, in the early part of his career as a junior, and he's got that scope as well. But we think he's going to be a consistently high performer for a very long time.
Is this part the person that you know and the player that you've seen, and enough of a sample size that you've seen of both the person and the player for the club to be able to make this decision? Because an 8-year deal is not something that gets handed out very, very regularly.
No, that's a really good question. It's a good way to put it too, I think. The fact that we know Clary, we know who he is, we know how much he's loved by his teammates. We know the quite unique relationship based on the way Clary came to our footy club with Simon Goodman. I'll touch on that in a minute if you want me to. But he's a really special person. He's someone that we've been able to work alongside with really closely now for some time. As I said before, I'm going to repeat myself, he just is such a consistent performer. If you're going to try and get a player like that out of another footy club, you're going to play a lot of money, and you're going to have to give a really big, long contract. And we're comfortable doing that with great people and great players like Christian and like Jack Viney and now Clayton Oliver. We're comfortable doing that.
And you mentioned the player-coach relationship?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a funny one. I hope Goody's okay me sharing. I'm not sure if Clary will be, but that's bad luck. He's had some really good news. He can cop a little bit of flack for this one. So Clary is a young bloke. From all reports, was a little bit of a chubby fella in the under-18s. He was predominantly playing forward. It shifted into the midfield late, and when Goody and Tim Lamb and Jason Taylor, our head of list and national recruiting manager, went to meet him, they were a little bit concerned. He weighed a little bit too much, according to the coach, and was challenged 6 weeks from the draft that if he lost, I think it was 5 kilos, that showed commitment, and then they'd take him. And so the day before the draft, they hooked up. Goody actually bought his own set of scales just to make sure that Clary hadn't doctored some scales up. Clary jumped on, and he lost 5.5 kilos. And so, they've had a pretty special bond all the way through. I've got no doubt that the fact that Goody's going to be a big part of our plans for a long time has also given Clayton a lot of comfort.
So is the stability of a club something that a player looks at then? You're not just signing him. He's signing you up, and he looks at the club because you've had a couple of speed humps, let's say, in the last month or so, Alan, maybe in the last year or so. And the player that signs up long-term only shows this commitment if he believes the club has got the stability that can make this a great club going forward for the rest of his career.
Yeah, we presented to Clayton, as we did to Christian, about what you know, what the footy program's going to look like going forward, you know, the projection of the team, and we think there is every chance that we can have a successful period. We know they're really hard to win, but we think we've built a list that gives ourselves an opportunity to be, you know, thereabouts for a while. So that all comes into it. Yeah, he'd when people are making those sort of commitments to you as a footy club, they and their management group want to know, you know, what it looks like for them whilst they're in footy, what it might look like in terms of opportunities to prepare them for life after footy, given they, when you sign a contract like that, it just about sees you out from a footy perspective. So there's a lot of that goes into the mix, and clearly Clary's really comfortable with all of that. We're really proud of the environment that we've created at the Melbourne Footy Club. You know, we think that the leadership of Goody and the program that he runs gives us, and I'm now putting the list management hat on, even though it's headed up by Tim Lamb, gives us the best opportunity to secure our talent, and we're very fortunate.
Do you know what the final financial amount at the end of the 8-year extension is going to be, given that you don't know what the salary, you don't know what the salary cap's going to be next year and beyond, do you? So it's hard to actually put an actual number figure on it?
Yeah, but all that is factored in. So whatever that, you know, if things were to go up, then most of these contracts reflect that. If it is that, fingers crossed this doesn't happen, but if a pandemic were to hit again and, you know, the industry struggled and things have to go down, then most contracts now that do those are geared to go down at the same rate. So, no, there's a bit of cover there. There's certainly some mechanisms put in for the player if things improve or if they become a bit more challenging. There's a little bit of protection for the clubs. But, you know, obviously that's something that we work through with the individual players.
So what do you expect the salary cap to go up in terms of percentage increments in the next 3 or 4 years, or 2, 3, or 4, if you like?
Yeah, no, that's not really my sweet spot, Dwayne. I leave that stuff to Lammy and to David Chippendale to walk through. But I mean, the projection is that as the game can afford it again, as we get back on our feet, that things will continue to head the right way. Obviously, TV deals and TV rights have play a big role in that. And my understanding is that's not too far away. So we'll know a bit more, I reckon, in about 6 months' time.
What kind of length of deal do you offer Luke Jackson in the wake of Luke Jackson now knowing that 8-year deals are offerable by a Melbourne Footy Club?
Yeah. We think Luke is a fantastic player. We think that the potential is enormous for Luke. We don't think he's anywhere near his best yet, which is a bit scary given what he's already done, you know, in the grand final and what he's done for our team up to now as a young tour. We all know they take a little bit longer. So look, we'll work through that with TLA's management group to make sure that Luke is comfortable and he's happy. And, you know, it's pretty obvious he's taking a bit of time, and we've allowed him to do that or encouraged him to do that to make sure that he makes the right decision for him and for his footy. We're obviously incredibly keen to make sure it's with us, and we're still pretty confident that's the case. But we've given him all the time he needs, and clearly he's taking that time.
Is he the kind of player that you'd offer 7 years to?
I probably, I don't want to get caught up in numbers that we haven't really, you know, we're not going to go public with that stuff yet. But look, he's a high end talent. He's got enormous potential. We want him to be at our footy club for a long time. So it's, you know, those conversations are ongoing between us and his management group.
And does it link in with the coach? You obviously think the coach is going to be there for a fairly long time then too.
Yeah, no, we're hopeful of that. Yeah, no, we think definitely our man. We've obviously just re-signed him for a couple more years. We think that's good for him. That's good for us. We expect Goody to be with us for a long time.
How long in advance do you think locking in coaches for these days, Alan? Is it like a 2-year window of keeping them locked in for a 2-year advance period of where they're at? Where are we at with coach signings at the moment?
I can only really speak for our footy club. I presume circumstances would be different depending on the experience of the coach that comes in, the previous success that he's had. Is the club in a rebuild? How long do we think that's going to take? You know, what sort of message do we want to send to our footy club and to our members? You know, clearly that's not the position we find ourselves in. We're certainly in a trying to maximise, you know, the talent and the program that we have now, because we find ourselves in a really good position. So, no, we'll keep talking with Goody all the way through. We'd expect Goody's to be much more than a two-year deal. That's the deal we've done at the moment, but he's our man.
And does this allow you, this movement of locking in Clayton Oliver long-term, to have a bit more money to play with in the short term for a Luke Jackson or even an Angus Brayshaw?
It certainly gives us some real clarity in terms of where we're at. There's no doubt about that. When you lock away, you know, the significant players and the two that haven't committed yet in Gus and Luke are also, you know, in that, you know, that calibre of player. They're very important to us. So, yeah, there's no doubt that we feel, as you sign and get commitment from the players that are the, you know, the cornerstone of the performance of the team, that you're really comfortable in terms of what that looks like going forward and the other conversations you need to have.
And is it fair that this perception that the longer you go without a signature, the more likely it is a player is going to leave?
Well, I suppose historically that's probably been the case, hasn't it? There's certainly been some exceptions where people have taken their time and got the footy out of the way and then got a bit more information, whether that be go back home and spend a bit of time with the parents at the end of that year or time with family, and they then recommitted to the footy club. So, you know, we're clearly hoping that, for the reasons I just, you know, the question you asked about Clary, how much easier it is to plan when you know what you've done and you've locked people away. We'd love Jacko and his management group to ring us up tomorrow and say I'm in. But if it takes a bit more time, then that's the right thing to do. He's a young fella. You know, we've taken him out of his home state in Perth. He's been brilliant for us. And we're still pretty confident that he's going to stay. But if it takes a bit more time, then that's okay.
So you do get more worried the longer it goes. You'd love it tomorrow, but if it's getting to September, you'd be a little concerned.
it makes it a little bit more challenging. But we plan for all that. We plan for every scenario, but you know, we'll keep working with him and we'll keep working with his management group. And you know, we're comfortable with where it sits right now.
Max Gawn, how's he tracking?
Yeah, he's going well. We're having to hold him back, which is a good position to be in. He'd, you know, he's pretty keen to get out there and play again. But no, the right thing is to make sure that he's really, you know, free of any pain, which is incredibly close now. You know, he's if you come and watch this train, Dwayne, you'd think that he's probably going to play. You know, that's a reflection of the way he's moving and the way he's feeling. So I'd be surprised if he wasn't right to go next week. He won't play this week, but no, he's really close. But if it is that he's not right next week, if it is that,
yep,
as we ramp up his work and he's jumping and, you know, clearly the position he plays is a very combative one, then he won't play. But we're pretty optimistic about next week against the Cats.
So short week, given that it's the Thursday night game. Big game, GMHBA Stadium. Is a chance for that one, in essence?
No, that's... good news. That's what we're working towards. Yeah, that we all know how exciting that game was around 23 last year. We hope it's not as tight as that. We know it's going to be an epic contest there up there. You know, they're playing really good footy. You know, we're looking forward. We've got to get over the Crows. They knocked us over last year in Adelaide. So we know there's a real challenge ahead there. So we've got to get that one done first.
Yep, fair call. Alan, great to have you on. Good news day for the Melbourne Footy Club. Congratulations on the deal that it did come out of the blue a bit for most people. Obviously, you've worked hard on it behind the scenes. But are we right to be surprised?
Probably because there was no talk. If this had been this time next year, when he's a free agent, I'm tipping there would have been an enormous amount of talk. So yeah, it was good to get it done. It doesn't surprise me that it has surprised a few, given there has been no talk about it, but we'd been chipping away for a while there.
Yeah, you know what the media like. We suck when we don't get advance notice of these kind of things. Great to have you, Alan, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thanks, mate.
Alan Richardson, Melbourne General Manager of Football Performance. What a story. So a 7-year contract extension for Clayton Oliver, who was already signed for this year and next year.